This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is trying to force a vote on her resolution to impeach President Biden. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The form of the resolution is as follows: H. Res. 503, impeaching Joseph R. Biden, Jr.
Boebert used a procedural tactic Tuesday night to set up a vote on her impeachment resolution later this week. The resolution accuses the president of mismanaging the southern border. Talking to reporters after, she said it was, quote, past due. But Democrats are expected to use their own procedural motion to essentially shelve and kill the resolution. Most of the chamber is expected to support that approach, but Republican leaders have not signaled when the vote will happen. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Xcel Energy says more than half of its electricity in its 8-state territory now comes from carbon-free sources. In Colorado, the number is around 42%, up from just 4% in 2005. Xcel is now planning to spend billions of dollars on new renewable projects over the next decade. Investments, it says, will help reach a goal of 100% clean electricity by 2050. There's a winner in the competition to design a new mural for the Arkansas River levee in Pueblo. The winning design includes imagery of indigenous people, the steel mill, and a chili pepper. KRCC Shauna Lewis has more.
The winner is self-taught Lamar native Desiree Telmich. The mural depicts the city's history and features letters spelling out Pueblo, filled in by the five flags from the city's official seal. Telmich will get a $1,000 stipend for the work, and the city will cover her supplies. It was selected by popular vote online earlier this year. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Pueblo has highs in the 90s this afternoon around Denver and Colorado Springs, mid-80s with a chance for thunderstorms. This is CPR News and KRCC.